Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? This episode is sponsored by the Household Revolution membership. Do you ever feel like you're drowning? Drowning in stuff, responsibilities, housework, cooking, cleaning, all the things. What if I told you you can feel in control and have an organized, clutter-free household? Hi, I'm Claire, and inside the Household Revolution membership, I teach overwhelmed mums like you how to make life simple again so that you can feel calm and in control. And the best part is, you can get started for just $1. To find out more, go to thehouseholdrevolution.com. Hello and welcome to From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and today I'm going to talk about a little lesson that I found in a very crazy morning. And the lesson was partly taught to me by my two-year-old. Isn't that the way? They just have this way of teaching us how to get through things, I guess. So I'm going to set the scene for you. It was Friday morning and I was due to be going away for the weekend with my mastermind group. So I was being picked up at 10:30. I booked the kids in for an extra day of kindy. So they were, you know, they go about 9 o'clock. We're having a lazy morning. My husband was home to help with that. And my sister, who's been away in Canada for 2.5 years, we've seen her on and off, but she and her fiance were coming over to visit at 8:30 just for a quick coffee on the way somewhere. So I had to get out to get the coffees, just had to get the boys sorted and off to kindy and myself sorted. So I had to be packed by 10:30, but I figured I'd do that after the kindy drop off. So anyway, we get to the morning. I get up. My husband's still in bed, but no, he's had a really, really hard time at work recently. So I let him sleep in. And then I went in to have a shower and I said to him, "You're going to get up soon? Like, come on, I need some help." And he groans at me. And he was sick, really, really sick, like could barely lift his head sick. So I kind of went into panic mode because at that point it was 8 o'clock. I had to go and pick up the coffees that I'd ordered. Thank God for apps. So I'd ordered the coffees. I'd ordered myself a smoothie so I didn't have to make my own breakfast. And I had to pick them up and get back for my sister and her fiance coming over at 8:30 and get the boys ready and somehow figure out what I was going to do with them because I was leaving at 10:30 and my husband didn't look like he was going to be in any state to look after them that night. So I had a moment of panic. I got in the shower and I was thinking through it. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Still going to pack, going to do all this. What am I going to do with the boys? So I decided, okay, I'll go and get the coffee. I'll take the little one with me. I'll leave the big one here because he can survive with daddy just in bed and he can let my sister in. Done. So I got in the car. On the way to get the coffees, I rang my mum and said, "Mum, Will's really sick. I don't know what to do." She said, "Okay, well, we can take the boys tonight. That's no problem. I'll come over now and get their bags." I'm like, "Well, I haven't got their bags. I haven't packed their bags. I still got to pack. I've got to get them ready for kindy. I've got to get them to kindy somehow." And I went into that total, oh my God, how am I going to do all of this? And really, if you look at it, it's not that big a deal. But in the moment, those little things just all pile on top of each other, don't they? And Mum said to me, "Okay, well, what do you want me to do?" And I just said, "It's all too much for me. I don't know right now." And pretty close to bursting into tears. And Mum said, "Okay, well, how about you think about it and then Dad and I'll have breakfast and we'll come over. And by then you will have made a decision." Like, okay. So I got off the phone and I was pretty much crying and trying to figure out what I was going to do. And then a podcast episode that I'd been listening to came to mind, and it was about time. And it, the biggest message for me from it was that you only ever have control of that exact moment. So in that moment, all I had control of was driving to get the coffees. So I stopped for a minute and thought, all right, I'm just going to focus moment by moment. This is how I do things. This is how I get through anything. If I set myself a big goal, a work goal, I break it down into little manageable pieces until it seems like it's easy. So that's what I did. I thought, all right now, all I can focus on is getting to the coffee shop. I'm not going to stress about it. It is what it is. I'm driving to the coffee shop. Got there, like, right, next thing, getting the coffees. We went and we were waiting for them. They were nearly ready. They still had to make the baby chinos. So we're waiting and a song came on. I can't remember what the song was, but I have a feeling it was like, it makes me think of Bob Marley. Like it was something like that sort of song. And the little guy started dancing. And I just looked at him and I'm like, oh mate, you really just, they're just amazing little things, aren't they? That he didn't know that I was freaking out and stressing about how I was going to get everything done. He was just living right in that moment. Here's an awesome song. What do I do when an awesome song comes on? I dance. So we had a little boogie there in the coffee shop. I don't know. Some people, that might be really embarrassing. My husband would be absolutely mortified if he was with us, but actually he's getting better at it. But I am the kind of person that does stuff like that because I really don't care what other people think. In a good way, I'm going to say. So we had our little boogie and it was a challenge getting to the car because I had 4 coffees, 2 baby chinos and a smoothie. But we managed and we got in the car and then we put some music on. I got out my 80s, 90s hits on Spotify and played that baby very loud. I think I had, I don't know if you want me to sing, Push It. Okay. Do, 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 do. All right, I won't do that again. And we were pumping it and the little guy's in the back and bopping his head and we're dancing. I just thought, okay, I can do this. Then we got home and instead of rushing around trying to get everything ready, I was just there with my sister, with the kids. We had our coffees. Then when they left, then I went into a bit of a crazy Claire mode, but I was still not nutso. So I knew, I set the next task, pack the boys' bags. So I ran around, I sat them in front of the TV. I ran around, packed their bags, got them to the door. Once I'd finished that, then I thought about the next thing I had to do. Rather than thinking about everything all together in the grand task of getting us all out of the house and leaving the house in some sort of state that my husband could survive on his own because he was sick. And I had in my mind that, you know, I'd leave some of the washing and the kitchen could be a mess and he could fix it up. So I had to do all of that. But the moral of the story is that when you are in the crazy, oh my God, how am I going to get all of this done? It is absolutely impossible. This is way too big. It's all too much for me. I'm just going to shrink into a ball, curl into a ball and cry. Instead of doing that, if you can catch yourself and think, all right, no, I can do this. I just need to break it down. And if it helps to write out everything between you and whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whether it's getting out of the house, whether it's starting a business, whether it's getting lunch ready for Mother's Day, write down every single thing that you've got to do and then break it down. Break it down and break it down until it is easy. And if you look at one of the tasks on your list and it's still not easy, then you haven't broken it down enough. That is my lesson for today. The second lesson, there's a little bit of a lesson in this, is dancing and music makes everything better. It is actually scientifically proven. And if you want to know more about it, check out Alison Davies on Facebook, or her website, I think, is alisondavies.com. I'll link to it in the show notes. She is a brain care specialist, and she talks all about how music has such a profound effect on our brains, and it's just brilliant. But if you don't want to do any of the research, I'm just going to tell you, play music. When you're really anxious, when you're really overwhelmed, play music. If you can sing out loud and dance, it's even better. And I'm going to leave you with that for today. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.